This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fifth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers pregame is coming up in 30 minutes. Jared Sandler will be on the call. His Rangers preview is brought to you every day by Blue Nail Roofing. And it's time now for Wolchuk's proper round tripper. Here's Zach.
And our player guest today, Alejandro Osuna, will also be on with Jared for his pregame interview. So excited to hear more from Alejandro. It is an Evo night as he will be taking the bump for the Rangers. Bowden Francis is the starting pitcher, the righty for the Blue Jays. So let's go. I'm definitely putting the Osuna call, his first career big league home run. After he joined us, he naturally gets the G-bag bump. So you can bet he's going to end up leaving the yard tonight.
Oh, you're going to guarantee that? I love it. Well, Chuck, I'm excited. He's my favorite Ranger. I never got a chance to talk to him until today, and I was very pleasantly surprised at the energy that he brings to the diamond he also brought to the telephone.
He did. He just stole our hearts. Yeah. He really, really did. Excited as hell, that guy.
I'm thinking like this is our Altuve, but nicer and not a cheater.
Yeah, not a cheater.
Sometimes you get these little guys like a Dustin Pedroia that somehow they still got gap power, and I think that's what you're looking at here.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see the bats come alive. Prove me wrong, boys, that this is not fixable. Now it's the night. Let's get this thing going. Now, the other thing over the weekend that happened was Boach basically said Luke Jackson for now. He's backing off, was the quote of him being the primary closer. Said it doesn't mean he's not going to close some games, but I told him I'm going to use you in different parts of the game where we feel like we may need you. So I wouldn't expect Luke Jackson to be closing tonight if it's a close scenario for Boach.
I had high hopes, but in the end, this is what his resume said. Like it was, I was calling 1-800 bullpen. Man, he's just not good, you know.
Yeah, it's been
so I think you appreciate the good work that he got you, and now we'll go back into being maybe a seventh inning guy.
Some quick hitters before we get to the Texas Rangers all quarter century team. Give me the best since 2000. That 26-man roster, 877-881-1053. Cubbies are expected to be awarded the upcoming Major League Baseball All-Star Game. They made changes to the ballpark, so they're going to get the 2027 game is what is, it seems, the momentum is going towards, so we'll get Wrigley.
That might be one of the most bucket listy all-star games of all time.
Be a blast. Be a blast. And right now, we have no Paul Skeens trade on the table. Now, we got into quite a conversation about this on Bet Nation on Sunday, but right now, they're not going to be trading Paul Skeens, but I do say he deserves better. Hell, the Pirates fans deserve better, and I'm not even a Pittsburgh guy.
So here at the beginning of year two, they're saying it might be in the best interest if we trade him for multiple players because we're the Pirates and we need lots of good players.
No, the Pirates don't want to trade him. It's okay. Just really
everybody
for Paul,
else is
it's
saying
for Paul Skeens' sake. It's like, this guy deserves better. He's the best pitcher maybe that we've got, like young arm going. He just deserves to be playing on a contending team, and Pittsburgh is far from that, and they do have a history of trading some of their best young players, so he's probably inevitably going to get traded at some point. He was iffy on any long-term contracts with the Pirates in the offseason. I don't think he intends to sign anything long-term with Pittsburgh, so this is just the beginning of what is probably going to be years of conversation of, are the Pirates trading Paul Skeens? And it's inevitable. It will happen. It's just when.
Man, there's got to be a better way of team building. Like, all these leagues are going through this thing now where we can't draft the team and keep our guys. We just can't afford it. Or, you know, we're the Pirates and we have a superstar pitcher, but we can't even afford to build a contender around them.
Yeah, we just don't want to.
Once you pay for three or four players in the free agent market, you're like, you're at $150 million already. It's just... And similar things are happening across all sport, and it sucks for the fans, right?
Because
you can't watch your team draft a great player anymore and be like, yeah, he's going to be here for a decade.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
It is. Shohei Ohtani threw to live hitters for the first time since 2023.
Him.
Pretty badass. How was he looking?
I'll tell you what, the movement on his pitches, and I don't know who he had at the plate. It was, you know, a couple of left-handed batters. It was a right-handed batter. You didn't see. I mean, they went sequence after pitch after pitch after pitch. And everything was just diving. I mean, it was like the break and the vertical just dive that he had on the pitches. It, the fastball where it was kind of located, maybe these are minor league dudes standing up there at Dodger Stadium trying to kind of hit some pitches from that. But it just looking like, man, the movement of the pitches were super impressive.
That's great news. As he's getting closer to possibly a return to the mound. He also hit his 19th home run yesterday, so he's passed Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber for the major league lead, as he's just an absolute freak show. All right, so here's Levi Weaver. He put together the Texas Rangers all-quarter century team per The Athletic. At catcher, not a surprise, it is Pudge Rodriguez. Pudge. As it should be. I mean, Pudge should be. If you have Pudge Rodriguez 12, in the history, he's going to be your guy.
Right? Yeah.
First base.
Jim Sundberg, maybe.
Mark Teixeira. Tex coming up here. Hit 14 more home runs. Only Rafael Palmeiro had more home runs than Tex at first base for the Texas Rangers during that tenure. So he does go with Mark Teixeira, who did win a World Series with the Yankees. Second best base is Ian Kinsler. Not really surprised there either. Shortstop, he goes with A-Rod. Now, third is Adrian Beltre. Right field, it is Nelly Cruz.
I'm sorry, you can't go A-Rod.
You don't want A-Rod? Who are you going to go with? Michael Young?
Corey Seager? Guy won you a World Series. Yeah. He's amazingly clutch.
Yeah.
A-Rod,
you did have an
perennial playoff disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of money went that way. Money spent well on one guy, money not spent well on the other.
Seasons for Alex Rodriguez, he had 156 MVP. Home runs, 395 RBIs, a 25.5 BWAR, and
so the team was bad around him.
46 total bases. Yeah, the team was bad around him. I mean, I'm with you in terms of like, hey, Corey Seager won a World Series with the team.
Maybe it's just we hate A-Rod.
But who
that
was
much.
The better player? I don't think that's really up for debate. I mean, the availability for Corey Seager was also one where, I mean, his numbers aren't even going to be close to this.
Well, you might have a point, Wolchuk, but I'm still going with Seager.
Give me the guy that won us the World Series.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, screw you.
There is no way of statistically looking at it and choosing Seager, but I still am.
It's fine. We can rock with Seager. Elvis would probably have the other big, hey, I'm MVP. Ranger, you know, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame there in terms of just like greatest Rangers ever. Elvis.
Oh, no. A good defensive. Had a couple of nice years, but he's a fan favorite, good player.
Yeah.
You know, I love Elvis, but he's not in that conversation.
Third base is Adrian Beltre, rightly so. We got right field
no
Nelly
Buddy
Cruz.
Bell.
Sorry?
No Buddy Bell.
This century. That's prior to 2000.
Yeah. Oh, this is what we're doing?
This is the all quarter century team.
Oh, my apologies for being an idiot.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. Josh Hamilton in center field. David Murphy. Yes, Murph made it in left, and I'm not going to argue that. I do love Murph. He's one of my personal favorite Rangers ever. DH, they go with Michael Young. So the batting order, you'd go with Kinsler, Hamilton, Alex Rodriguez, Adrian Beltre, Nelly Cruz, Mark Teixeira, Pudge, Michael Young, and David Murphy. That'd be pretty damn lethal right there. I wish we could kind of just put them out there right now. Just channel their finest form. And now, boom, that's our Rangers lineup.
Man, that's crazy. We don't have a better left fielder than David Murphy. He was a platoon guy. Okay, so I am going to patently reject that as much as I love David Murphy. His numbers are inflated by the fact he only played half the games.
Well, he had 482 games there from 07 to 2013. The next options you had, if you wanted to move Josh Hamilton over, you could.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Mensch at 239. But he also was a really, really good postseason performer for the Rangers. And the other option, I guess you could talk about maybe Shin-Soo Choo, if you wanted to go there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, he was hurt, but had a couple of really good seasons. I guess David Murphy would be in my rotation if we're taking the best Rangers team since the 2000s. That's a surprise to me, but after you break it down, I'm going to get fluid, though. I'm going to move guys around.
Let's find another center fielder. Let's move Josh over to the left.
I mean, I'll probably get Adolis Garcia in his prime along with Nelly and Josh.
So Adolis made the bench. Jonah, Elvis, Seager, and Adolis Garcia are part of the bench. And managers, Bruce Bochy, your starting rotation, Yu Darvish, Nathan Eovaldi, Cole Hamels, Colby Lewis, and Kenny Rogers. Pretty damn nice.
Did Rusty Greer not make any of this talk then?
No. I think most of his great stuff was pre-2000.
So you got... Who's
am I doing that again?
Yeah.
I mean, I Hamels was past his prime, dude.
And when he was a Ranger?
Yeah.
I mean, Rusty he was still pretty Greer damn good those years with Texas.
He was pretty good.
I mean, he was definitely their ace.
Felt like he was always 3 years away from being.
But if
ace.
You're making a team of all the Rangers pitchers since 2000.
I mean, yeah, I'd put DeGrom on there.
DeGrom's in there. Cliff Lee's in there.
I'd be totally fine. Yeah, Cliff Lee probably should be on here. But Colby Lewis, I guess it's the big games that he pitched, the wins that he had. I mean, Kenny Rogers.
Man, I got retired in 2005.
Baldy's in there. Montgomery's in there for me. I guess Monty. Maybe the World Series.
But they, yeah, you're talking about like Wednesday. A half a season, right? I mean, they're talking about the time in which they played for the team. But it is kind of fun that we have a debate when it comes to pitchers here. And then, of course, the bullpen, Francisco Cordero, Naftali Feliz, Frank Francisco, Leclerc, Nathan, Sporzy gets on here because of the World Series. And then they put C.J. Wilson and Alex Claudio in the bullpen as a lefty. C.J. Wilson out of the pen. Kind of like that right there. So there's your Rangers all quarter century team. Wow. It's a list that's meant to be debated, and no love for the Dutch oven. I'm with you 817. We also have a word with Levi Weaver.
Okay, what is developing here with Stars Oilers with 49 minutes to go until puck drop? We'll give you the latest, maybe get some Chuck Wagon as well, then hand you off to the pregame show. It's coming up next year, the GBAC Nation and the fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddies. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to the Shell Shack for dropping their stuff by earlier today. It's outstanding food, and we were just talking about it at the break. All sorts of great stuff. The crab, the lobster, the shrimp. The crawdads.
Yeah,
how about that cheeseburger, bro? They got that new cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger
yes.
Looks good.
Impressive. Burger. And it's a great place to watch sports tonight. Maybe you want to get in there because Stars, Rangers, and NBA East Finals are all on at the same time, Brian, starting at 8:30.
They do. They've got a lot of TVs. They got really good drinks. And they got Father's Day specials coming up, too. So check it out with Shell Shack of Dallas. Good. Well, it's all the Shell Shacks, but the one in Dallas are super, super nice to us.
Have to let my ladies know about that special. Okay, but this segment here, how do you prioritize your viewing tonight? Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. They only get paid when you win. No out-of-pocket costs. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I'm watching the Stars in intermission. I'm going to jump over to Rangers. When that is over, either through them not scoring or a completed nine-inning game, I will then go over to the NBA during the second intermission.
Yeah.
That's about my strategy. Well, Chuck brought us, Chief. Anything
luckily,
different?
I've got the multi-TV setup, I'll be fine, but I'll probably have no sound on the Rangers because if I'm going to listen to it, and I love Murph, and I love, Murph's on tonight for Mike, and Dave's the man. But I'll probably have the sound on for the broadcast for the Stars game. It is the Western Conference Finals. It's kind of game. It's do or die here, boys. So I'll be fully invested in that one and then keeping an eye on the Rangers as well.
I think Eric and Jared are together. I think Hixie's off for a little bit.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, they were on the radio yesterday. So I'm going Stars, Rangers, and then I'm going to follow I'm going to follow him tonight again, and he's going to tell me how the Knicks are doing.
Those Knicks-Pacers games have been awesome.
I'll keep you posted
and
on that.
And if he says, go for it, I'm going to flip it on and watch that.
Okay, speaking of following the Chief, what do we call tonight's game for?
Ooh.
Is this an all or nothing?
It's definitely
must win.
I was going to say, must win is the easy answer here.
This is all chips in. This is all chips in, right? Is it chips
in game? For all the marbles?
For all the marbles because you win this game and, well, where's your marbles?
Yeah.
You got to get back and keep fighting.
This is to avoid vacation.
This is, there are some elements to gut check, must win, who do you want to be?
Who do you want to be?
Who do you want to be game?
Yeah.
Legacy game.
How bad you want it game?
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the desperate team stuff. Yeah. You got to come out like your hair's on fire.
Don't be the desperate team and give up the first goal.
Don't
be that.
Please
don't. Like I said, you're pushing. They get a save, and next thing you know, they're 2-on-1 going back the other way, and they give up a goal.
But this is a legacy game for this team because this has been the roadblock for how many years now?
Yeah.
And this is pretty much – who do you want to be? This is going to be your legacy of man, awesome team, definitely a contender. Could never get it done.
At some point, we lose faith in the offense, and we lose faith in Otter. That's what's happened since 2020, since the bubble. At some point in this journey, so hopefully they can redefine who they are, and I think they should be able to starting at 7 o'clock. Is Stuart Skinner clutch? Is he good? Is he hot and cold?
He's hot and cold.
Yeah, I think he's
very hot and cold.
He's
hot and streaky. Cold.
But you got the best version of Stuart Skinner in game three. I don't know that he's able to carry that over.
Got to rattle him some way. Get get some goals.
Miko scores. Duchesne scores. Otter pitches a shutout tonight.
He's the biggest X factor, this Skinner thing. 2-0.
Are we going to white knuckle this thing, or is it going to be an empty netter?
We're going to white knuckle this thing.
I think you score first. I have a lot more faith in you in 5-on-5. Yeah. You score first. And now you can play your game as opposed to chasing, catching up. Rupe Hintz, game time decision. Rupe Hintz, game time decision. How big is that? How much of an X factor is that?
You know,
I think in game play. Two, all you had was your finish lineup.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you could do as far as trying to generate some offense.
Power play, kill.
979 says it's a nut up or shut up game. Oh, I think it's a shut up legacy game is what it is.
I like what we're doing there. 972.
Stars offensive struggles, though, have really taken the wind out of my sails. Like the shutout, and then you almost get shut
more
out.
More them or the Rangers' lack of hitting, which has been more just jarring to your system.
Ooh, that's a great question.
I would say the Rangers hitting because it's been so long.
Yeah. It's been so long.
Yeah, I mean game one in the third period was pretty awesome. That was a pretty big offensive eruption.
I think they just got stuck in a place where they were kind of pressing and it just didn't make sense and they were frustrated being down and nothing was going right. But tonight's a new day and I anticipate they will get the benefit of the whistle tonight. It's owed to them. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Just went 4.5 flawless. Once again, got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. For Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers baseball coming up next. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.